This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't know limits. You know, we all, are they contrived topics? We all have topics. I don't think contrived is necessarily always a negative connotation. Like one of the things I was going to ask you today was the three Steelers with the most to prove next season. I think that's one hell of a question. I don't think this is. This is on, what show is this? Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, the Herd.
Look at Shady McCoy on there. Aren't you proud of him?
Yeah.
I'll say this about Shady McCoy. He belongs in the conversation of greatest Pitt players in this century since the year 2000. I'm not just saying like in the conversation. Like I can debate who was better at Pitt. Shady McCoy, Aaron Donald, or Larry Fitzgerald. He's in that conversation. He played on horrible teams. He was a one-man offense. He won them to a large degree 13-9. He won them to a large degree 36-33, multiple overtimes at Notre Dame. He was a phenomenal football player, and he's a Hall of Famer in the NFL. He's a college Hall of Famer, too. Curtis Martin was a great, great player. Shady McCoy was every bit as good as him at Pitt. And I compared their numbers, by the way. And I think you'd be surprised if you heard about him. I don't think it's a long way of saying I don't think Shady gets as much credit as he deserves for his career at Pitt. He's one of the greatest I've ever seen.
No, he does not. And, you know, it wasn't Larry Fitzgerald's tenure was so brief, but it was just so spectacular.
Yeah.
And he should have won the Heisman. We can have that debate any other time we want. But Shady's definitely top three. I would put him right now behind. And Donald had a much better NFL career than he did college career. And that's just a testament to how good he was. Maybe he's one of the best defensive tackles of all time. He's in that conversation.
I mean, for one year in college, he had the greatest year ever.
He won every award possible.
Yes.
So that's a hard discussion, and it's a true testament to how dominant Pitt has been at being able in that early portion of the century to turn players from their college program and develop them for the NFL, where, I mean, you're talking about how many Hall of Famers? Larry Fitzgerald.
Wait a second. How did you phrase that? And again, for the limits defenders out there,
sure.
I don't mean to jump in and insult him in any way. I know you want to defend him. He's perfectly capable of doing that himself.
Yes.
Dominant in I didn't catch that. In what respect?
I think dominant was probably too strong of a word that I utilized, but I mean, when you think about what Pitt has done with the likes of Darrell Revis, Aaron Donald, Shady McCoy, Larry Fitzgerald.
High-end greatness, yeah. Revis belongs there, too.
Right.
Good pick there.
And, I mean, Jordan Addison's not in that conversation, but they still developed him before he went off to USC.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good players like Kalijah Kancey.
Simply the best player. The best. Kalijah Kancey's a good one, too. The best player at Pitt since the year 2000, the best football player, I'm not sure it's not Shady McCoy. And you can call me crazy. I'm talking at Pitt, the best football player. It's him, Larry Fitz, and Aaron Donald, and Revis are the four. Those are the four for me. Am I missing one?
No, I think that's exactly right. I mean, people are going to want to try to sneak Pickett into that conversation, too.
No.
Sorry.
That was magical. He was unbelievable that year. But in terms of just we're looking at the best football player over the course of a career at Pitt, those are the ones. And I might add limits. Nobody wants to talk about payroll in baseball. So, okay, I'll move on. I get it. It's just a topic that just has beaten people into the ground. It really has. Although I would still ask the question, which ticks you off more? The teams, and who's more responsible for making this a farce in Major League Baseball? The teams at the top of the payroll? The $400, $350, $320 million teams? Or the ones at the bottom? The Sacramento A's? Did you see where Manfred called their new stadium charming? That's a great way to put it.
The minor league ballpark charming?
I love it. Here's another thing about Pitt, though. Somebody tweeted the other day, and I wish I could remember this man's name, and I will in just a minute. I will in just a minute. He tweeted out randomly Sam Young highlights, and I had forgotten how great. Here it is. What's this guy's name? J.J. Kitchen. Is that it? J.J. Kitchen?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar with him on Twitter.
What a legend this man is. I don't know how he found this or where he found it. And somehow, I had forgotten how great Sam Young was. He was like a baby Jordan around here. Did you watch the thing I tweeted out?
I did. Yeah.
Did you see some of those dunks?
Yeah. I mean, just the athleticism that we saw from him. And if I'm not mistaken, he played on the team that was a part of that group in the TBT. For a year that Sam Young came back, and all the players kept saying he's still a walking bucket regardless of his age. He's probably one of the most underrated players in Pitt basketball history.
He was such a pleasure to watch. He really was, and more than anything else, and you know who shares my opinion is Ron, is I miss it. I miss it. I know Pitt had to go to the ACC. I know they did. And I won't say it was the ruination of the basketball program, but it kind of was in many ways. Those teams were so fun to watch. And Sam Young was a bona fide legend. He was.
Yeah.
Go back and look at that stuff from back then.
Almost as good as James Robinson's crossover move.
You're kidding?
Yeah, I'm kidding. Okay. I do like James Robinson as a player. He's one of the first Pitt players that I really liked watching.
Yeah.
But
Carl Krauser was at the game last night. Did you see that? He was in the Oakland Zoo.
No, I didn't see him in the
zoo. Yes, he was.
I had my mind kind of preoccupied yesterday, but yeah.
You want to talk about legends. And just to see the Pete rocking the way it was back then, it was something new. It was something some people had really never experienced, was Pitt basketball at that level. They were so highly respected, and they were a personification of the city. They were compared to the Steelers because of the way they played defense. They were compared to like some great Penguins like Ulfie Samuelson. I remember somebody making that comparison. Like they crushed people physically is what they did. And I'm telling you, limits, from Brandon Knight to Julius Page to Donatas Zavoskis to DeJuan Blair and Sam Young.
Steven Adams for a year.
Carl Krauser, LaVance Fields. Adams was sort of.
A little bit later.
I mean, that wasn't really, to me, the golden era. In fact, ironically, when Jamie started to bring in some guys like the higher level of recruit, It just didn't really click. And what he did, what Howland did, is something that you can't really do anymore. Like, once in a while, you see it around college hoops, but that's build a program over time. You know how many of those guys might have left with NIL?
Probably significant numbers.
I mean, Sam Young being a prime example, as soon as people started to see what that guy could do? You don't think you would have had people? Yeah, did you see the other day where Holstein said that a couple of schools against the rules contacted him and tried to get him to transfer? He's not transferring?
Not surprised by that.
I mean, that happens all over.
There's all kind of tampering.
There's just no way those Pitt teams stay together if other people are outbidding you and offering money and going behind everybody's back to get them. There's just no way. And that really stinks. You know that? I thought that might go on forever. And it started, it wasn't the same in the later years under Jamie. Like, I've had people say, oh, you were one who wanted to get rid of Jamie, and now look. And it even wasn't the same then. And the literal point of demarcation is moving to the ACC, where it was gone. It wasn't the same anymore. I saw a documentary on the old Big East. I forget the name of it now, but oh man, Limits, the things you missed with the old Big East. You weren't even born yet. I don't even think you were a twinkle in anybody's eye yet. And you missed it. You missed, well, Pitt wasn't necessarily a major player then either when it was Chris Mullin and Patrick Ewing and those guys, but still, that carried over into the 21st century here. And it was still UConn and Syracuse and Calhoun and Boeheim and Pitino and Howland and Dixon. They were right in there. They were part of it. In fact, they ruled it for a little while, at least in terms of getting to the Big East championship all the time. I don't know, Limits. Am I articulating this properly? It's just watching Sam Young, it's like it was like watching your kid as a baby. You know, it's like, wow, it's gone. But it was incredible, and I'll savor the memory forever. It's just, it's bittersweet. It's very sad.
It is very bittersweet and sad. A very good emotion today. And you know, I think back to the Big East and the old Big East days and what the ACC has become now. And it all just kind of wraps into the same conversation as what the Big East was back then is what I think Pitt thought they were joining when they went into the ACC. And the ACC was still thriving basketball-wise when Pitt joined. Now the ACC is Duke, Clemson on the border of being ranked in the top 25. And other than that, I mean, a couple of average teams. Louisville's really good, but that's it. Like, ACC basketball right now, Pitt is now, a victim is not the right word, but they are in the wrong conference if they want to get back to those glory days now, unless something significantly changes in the ACC, because a lot of it is turned into finances where the Big Ten, the SEC, and even some Big 12 teams can just shovel out the money. And it doesn't seem like that's the same case in the ACC.
Why is Justin Fields trending?
Well, let's find out.
What are these?
It's probably an aggregator site saying, rumor, Justin Fields could go to the Jets.
All right, this guy named Sam Block from ESPN tweeted out, I guess this was the other day, elite passer, elite runner, elite athlete, elite leader, elite teammate, only 25. He's not a backup. Justin Fields is a franchise quarterback. Beanie Bishop, not the real one, but somebody who uses his name. If the Steelers let Justin Fields walk, I'm not a Steelers fan anymore. It's that simple. Did I miss something here? Well, first of all, why is he trending? Second of all, did I miss him like rising to elite status this year, Limits? And if he did, why didn't Tomlin keep him in?
I found it fascinating. Pony put this out here. Their buddy Danny Parkins on Breakfast Ball on FS1, they did a comparison between Daniel Jones and...
I was just looking at the same thing
okay,
here.
Daniel Jones and Justin Fields.
Yes, let's have it. Let's hear it.
They've both started like the same amount of games. Jones 43, Fields 44. Jones has two additional wins, 16-14.
Yep.
Fields scores more points, 2 a game, 20 compared to 18 points per game. Yards per game is almost dead even. And the passer rating is exactly the same at 84.5 since the start of 2021.
That's what I was saying yesterday. Now, the running would be a little different. Like, Fields is definitely the better runner, but Jones is still a very good runner. There's not that much of a difference between those two guys. Would you agree with that?
Statistically, no. Like, when I watch Justin Fields, I feel a lot more comfortable and confident in him than I do in Daniel Jones. Maybe that's also the Giants organization falling on hard times and not having a lot of skilled offensive pieces, but the Steelers don't either.
John,
so, yeah.
John Frischella, football. That's what he puts in his ex bio here. I wonder if he's related to Donnie Football. They both have the last name, same last name.
Might
football.
Be a distant football cousin.
He's got 90,000 followers. Okay, John Frischella Sports at blogspot.com, I believe it is, but he's got a lot of people following him.
Congratulations on all his success.
Yeah, he's having a lot of it. Here are his updated NFL free agent quarterback rankings. You ready for this?
Yes.
Sam Darnold, 1. Justin Fields, 2. Marcus Mariota, 3. Russell Wilson, 4. Daniel Jones, 5. Mason Rudolph, rounding out the top 10. Jimmy Garoppolo, Josh Dobbs, Cooper Rush, and Zach Wilson. That is one sorry band of free agents. Oh, limitless wonder. Do you think Marcus Mariota should be ahead of Russell Wilson?
My big takeaway is how mighty the fallen have become for Jimmy Garoppolo. But
yes,
I mean, what happened?
Sure.
I don't even know where he played last year.
Easton Stick rings in at number 30.
No, I mean...
Now, tell me if you've heard of this guy. Felipe Franks?
I have heard of him.
Who is he and where is he from and who did he play for last?
I think he played college ball in the ACC. It might have been Florida. Or no, in the SEC. It might have been Florida. He played in Florida.
So you've barely heard of him.
Yeah, barely.
He's number 37 on this little list. So this is a disaster. Darnold, but he has Justin Fields as the second best option in free agency. Do you think there's a market outside of Pittsburgh where someone will pay Justin Fields? Well, not even... Forget about that. Where somebody will say, you, my friend, are in pole position if you arrive at our camp.
Yeah, he did play for Florida. Yes, I do think that if Fields went to the Raiders or if we went to New Orleans, I think he would immediately start in New Orleans with
Kellen
Moore.
What about the Jets with Garrett Wilson?
Yes, because...
His very good friend, reportedly.
If that's the indication and they want to pair up the Ohio State teammates like the LSU teammates in Cincinnati... And the Jets don't like this draft class. Yeah, I could see Fields walking in and being a day one starter for them.
How's your Sidney Crosby poll going? I'd be very curious to know. Tell people the question and the answer so far.
Sort of surprised by the results. Who are you rooting for in the Four Nations Championship? Either Team Canada, well, Sidney Crosby specifically, or Team USA? Do you want Sid, the Penguins great, to win, or do you want your country to win? 76% of the voting says Team USA.
That's not that surprising. You expected more of a split?
I thought more 60-40.
Yeah.
Considering just the love of Crosby. And I don't know if that's people outside
of
Pittsburgh.
How many people have weighed in?
Nearly 160. So not too many respondents, but...
Enough, though.
Enough.
May I interest you in Mason Rudolph Part 2? I actually think that, you know, there's a Mason Rudolph fan club in this town. I think that people... Put out another poll for me, Limits, if you would.
Yes.
I know you're a very generous man. Who would you rather have quarterbacking the Steelers next year? Make your three choices. Justin Fields. No, here's your four choices. You ready, Limits? Fields, Wilson, Daniel Jones, or Mason Rudolph. And I'm going to tell you right now that Rudolph is going to win your poll. How do you like that?
I don't agree with that. I think Justin Fields will win it.
Did you steal my reads? The whole sheet's gone.
No, that would not benefit me in any regard to do that, considering I need to check them off.
Hold on a second. I'm in trouble here. Tell me why you think Fields would win, or say why while I dig through the trash like somebody going through Bob Dylan's trash in 1973.
It might partially be recency bias. Now, there's no denying that there still is a plethora of Steeler fans.
I like the word plethora.
That think that Mason Rudolph just did not get a fair shake. Similarly to some people that think that Kenny Pickett did not get a fair shake. So yeah. I think that there will be some people there. But living in the moment, living in the now, I think that Fields is going to get more votes. It might not be convincing, but Fields is going to win the poll.
Gary Pitts weighs in. Very appropriately named because he seems to be a very large Pitt backer. He says 2 points. One, I believe Carl Krauser is still the only Pitt player to have 1,500 points, 500 assists, and 500 rebounds. Wow. Is that right?
I can't confirm off the top of my head, but it sounds about right.
He also had cojones the size of the Empire State Building. He went into places like Syracuse and was never afraid to take the last shot.
He played in a charity basketball game that IPA announced
Was he still good?
A couple months ago. Oh, yeah. Still good. Still a baller.
Love that guy. Love Brandon Knight. Love LaVance Fields. Those were, in many ways, the engines that made those three teams go. Also, says Gary Pitts, Lou Holtz once said that Shady McCoy was one of the greatest college football players he'd ever seen. Amen. Now hear this. I just said that I think Shady, you could have an argument who's the most, simply the most talented and productive football player at Pitt in this century. And I think the conversation is, in any order, Fitzgerald, Donald, Revis, McCoy. McCoy, I could make an argument for, even among those luminaries in college. Now imagine Shady McCoy in a Reggie Bush situation at USC. I'm not talking about taking payments or living in a house. I'm talking about having a great team where you have holes the size of, you know, a truck stop to run through. What would he have done? What would that guy have done at a program like that? Here, he was a one-man offense where all they did was key on him, and he was still spectacular. Shady McCoy at USC. Shady McCoy on a Nick Saban Alabama team. Shady McCoy at Ohio State. Oh, my God. You might have had 2,500 yards in a season.
He probably could have been close to Ashton Gentry this past year.
How many did he get?
Right around 2,000 yards.
Oh, he would have easily eclipsed 2,000 yards limits. I'm talking closer to 2,500.
Geez, did I sell Gentry short. I knew it was 2,000. Try 2,600 total yards, 29 touchdowns, 7 yards per carry this year.
I think Shady McCoy would have had 3,000 yards. I do, if he played at Ohio State.
Did you know that I'm taller than Ashton Gentry?
No, how tall is he?
He's 5'9".
I think you're stronger as well.
Yeah, right.
Here's what Shady did. Here's what he did in 2 years, 2007 and 8 at Pitt, right? And to my recollection, neither one of those teams were great. Now, 2008, did they win more than they lost? I can't remember. All you need to know is they lost their opener to Bowling Green. In 2 years at Pitt, he ran for 2,816 yards, 4.8 yards a carry, and 35 rushing touchdowns. 35. He had another 600 yards receiving and a touchdown. So in 2 years, Limits, are you listening right now?
I am.
In 2 years, Shady McCoy had 3,400 yards from scrimmage, 36 touchdowns, and averaged better than 5 yards every time he took the ball. And he was keyed on by every team, every play of every game. Now imagine him on a great team like Ohio State or Alabama or USC back then. It's unfathomable what he would have done. I have no idea why I'm talking about this other than I just saw him on the Colin Cowherd show, and I don't think he's gotten enough credit.
No, he probably has not, and especially because of the guys around him where Larry Fitzgerald, better NFL career, more flashier player, I think, just by a little bit, and Donald from being around the area too.
For
that
sure.
Conversation.
I mean,
Revis, too.
That's not to those guys are legends. And they might go 1, 2, 3, 4, Donald, Fitzgerald, McCoy, Revis, whatever. But he has a legit case.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Like that song, Limits?
I did. It was very nice. I was wondering if you wanted the entire audience to hear it.
No, I was practicing in the hallway. Who was out there that I practiced in? Oh, Amanda Sile. She approved. It was about you.
Oh, very kind of you.
Didn't you hear the words?
No, I did.
Limits is the nicest man.
But you saying it again made me further enthralled with the song. Enthralled the right word?
Enthralled is a good word. Yeah.
Trying to use my Malzi thesaurus.
I hope this man, unlike yesterday's Steelers guest, is not related or right now embroiled, I should say, in any media feud. Mike DeFabo and Andrew Filippone. Man, it was smoking there for a while, but apparently has been smoothed out. Kabali, are you in feuding with anybody at this moment?
Let me think here. I don't think so. Not at the particular time, but I happened to be caught that live, and that was quite an interesting. I mean, it's not like you even set him up, Joe. I mean, he just took it.
Yeah, he took it and ran. And it was. I thought all in good fun, but then it turned. It turned dark. And then Pony replied later in the day, and it was good though. I thought it was. I like media feuds. I like to stir them and stoke them. And I thought this one had potential to last for a long time, but my sources tell me that it's been smoothed over.
Yeah, you even tried to get away from it, and he brought it back, which was jumped in feet first there, baby. He wasn't backing down.
Oh, is that great? So were you riveted? Where were you listening? In your car?
Yeah, I was going to get my taxes done over Bernie, you know, right next to Austin's, right in Baldwin, Brentwood. So right next to Austin's, what is that? Where you buy your gear.
Oh, yeah, definitely you.
What gear? Fishing
gear?
Yeah,
right across the street. So I'm like late for my appointment because I'm listening to DeFabo and Pony and you feuding, I guess, or whatever. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I thought it was riveting theater. Meanwhile, you're making news left and right here.
But I didn't know.
Well, you were on your podcast yesterday, the Caboli and Mac podcast. Is Mac going to walk in like he did last week, by the way, to your house during this thing?
I don't think so.
What a great moment that was.
Yeah, a great moment in Joe Starkey history.
You said all we can do right now is speculate on why. And I think you're saying, you're hinting that Rooney has a preference for Russell Wilson. Why? Well, I'll ask the same question. Why and how does that play out here? Does he use his power to tell them they have to bring Wilson back or just give them the old boss line of, hey, it's up to you guys, but I'd prefer Russell?
I think that's the case. Once again, just purely speculating here. I'm sure they get in the room and give their opinions. And what it says to me, and this is where the speculation comes from, is if Art really does want Russell back, and, you know, I've heard some rumblings about that, but that would mean to me that he truly does believe that next year could be a year where if you add the correct players – that you can then move forward and have a winning season, a division championship season, a season where you could go into the playoffs and maybe win a game. If not, I don't know why else that the owner of the team or anybody in that fact would choose at this point Russell over Justin, even though I still think Russell still got a lot in him. But moving forward, I think Justin's like a no-brainer to me.
What was that?
That's my phone. Oh. Everybody seems to want to text me when I'm on your show, Joe.
I thought that was Mac at the door again. It sounded like a doorbell.
No, Mac just walks in, apparently.
Is that where you guys do the podcast, at your house?
No, just like this.
Oh.
Ever since the old COVID days, there's a thing called like Zoom.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Don't currently remember it.
Do you follow along, or do you follow the line of thinking that Jerry Dulac has reported that the Steelers had Justin Fields number one on their board coming into that draft above Trevor Lawrence?
Oh, I didn't hear that, but I don't know. I don't even know how to speculate that. That was, what, four years ago now?
Yeah.
On that one. I mean, once again, I don't really want to discredit anybody else's report. This is just my opinion. But my opinion is Trevor Lawrence, I thought, was high, you know, far and above anybody else. If I recall, on when it comes to quarterbacks in that draft, he was like the no-brainer, sign him a week before the actual draft type of situation. The old Mario Williams, Reggie Bush thing back in the day where, you know, he was such a slam dunk. So, put it this way, if that's the case, then I think the Steelers need to go back to how they evaluate quarterbacks, because even though Trevor Lawrence had a struggle last year, I think moving forward, he's has a potential to be a, you know, a franchise caliber quarterback. Obviously he needs to be surrounded by a better team than what he is. So that would be interesting if that was the case.
Twinkie?
Mark, you also made some waves when you joined me Monday night talking about the middle of the field, or the lack thereof of the middle of the field.
I thought you were going to say when I dropped my computer on the floor in mid-sentence.
Was also going to mention that as well. Did you see that clip, Joe?
No.
So
I'm curious.
Middle of our conversation, the Caboli computer just completely dropped off of his desk, completely fell. So I don't know what Mark was doing, what shenanigans he was trying to pull, but
did
he
you
almost
salvage
broke
it?
His computer.
Oh, I salvage it. It's all over. My computer's fine. It sure as heck went up on the fan Twitter page real quick of my gaffe. So I'm guessing, I forget what you're asking about now there.
The middle of the field. The middle of the field, Mr. Caboli. The fact that.
Yeah. Once again, I thought that was a little bit blown up because I almost 100% sure Tomlin has said this publicly before that. I'm not saying he stays away from the field exclusively because he's afraid, but he'd rather, you know, not go to that well too often, because when you do throw the ball across the middle, a lot of bad things can happen. And I still don't think I was saying anything that he didn't say that publicly. And I mean, it makes sense to a degree. If you don't want to turn the ball over, you're relying on defense, you want to run the ball, you're going to try to protect the ball as much as you can. And a lot of that does with goes with not throwing the ball across the middle. When you get the ball deflected, you get one deflection from a cornerback and it's picked. I mean, are we living in our fears at that point? Yeah, but that's something they've been doing for a while now. So it's not Russell Wilson exclusive. It's not, you know, Kenny Pickett exclusive. It's the past 4 or 5 years exclusive, really.
Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show is on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Why is Flacco trending? Do you know, Limits? Any idea?
No.
He's not going to wind up. He's not going to wind up here, is he? Who's your bet right now? If you had to bet Wilson, Fields, or other, who would you bet on? Mark.
Wilson's probably, I still have this bad feeling. I just have this feeling that Justin's going to go somewhere like the Jets, the Giants, or something like that, that brings them back to Russell. So if I was betting, I probably wouldn't bet it. You probably wouldn't get good odds. But I would probably say Russell at this moment, just for the fact that Justin might go somewhere else.
Limits, your turn.
Well, that is completely disheartening, Mark. Let's say if that is the case and Justin Fields is completely gone and Russell Wilson is the only other option, how important or how critical do you think it would be for the Steelers, like in their building, to look at other options because of the supposed feud with Arthur Smith and Russell Wilson? Like, is this like going back to some, going back to an ex-girlfriend and saying, well, it worked for a little bit and we have no one else?
Nah, I don't really think that would be the case. I think those two are professional enough to be able to work through some of their differences right there. I think the biggest issue is find somebody that, you know, Russell Wilson will be 37 by November of that year, and you really can't, you know, really trust him or to play out the entire season. So you better pretty much have a decent backup in mind right there. And if you bring a decent backup, and all of a sudden, you know, here we go with the pole position again, right? Who's really going to be the starting quarterback? So I don't really feel that that's something that can fester the Arthur Smith / Russell Wilson. They're both professionals. They know that they both have jobs and have to do what they have to do. So I just don't see it that way.
Mark Cabali on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. I was trying to find what that Flacco stuff was all about. I can't figure it out at all.
You need yourself a producer to find that out, huh?
Yeah, that would be good. The Najee Harris situation.
I haven't found anything yet.
I know. We're both looking. I'm catching heat for giving Limits too much heat today. He's got defenders out there, Mark, and they're coming after me, and they're coming after me hard. Well, how about Najee?
Hey, Joe, Austin's had a tough night.
I know.
You know, the Baldwin Highlanders, I don't want to bring it up. He's had a tough night, didn't sleep very well.
He doesn't want to bring it up, but he did text me last night.
Is that one of the biggest upsets, all kidding aside, in how often does a 15 beat a 2?
Well, I asked that same question until I saw Paul Nussbaum in the hallway, and he said that his Pine Richland team was a 2 seed and lost as a 15.
When? This year?
No, like in the last 10 years or so.
Oh.
Just
all
trying
right
to make you feel Najee, yeah. What?
Is he coming back?
I don't think so. I mean, I think you're going to have to pay Jaylen Warren as a restricted free agent. I would imagine he's going to get a right of first refusal tag. I don't think that they want to put a second round tender on him and, you know, give him what is a $6-7 million. I don't recall any restricted free agent getting anything more than either the original round or right of first refusal. So you bring him back, you maybe grab somebody of, you know, a mid-level guy off the free agency and draft one and move forward from there. I'm never going to say never with anybody, because if Najee goes out there and nothing is enticing to him, then maybe he does come back on a lesser deal. But I wouldn't anticipate that at this point right now.
What do you make overall of the defense, Mark, and what they might do in the secondary? Concerns and question marks around Joey Porter Jr. How many corners do they need to add to this mix?
Well, considering, what's his name, Dante Jackson, is that his name? I see the season's over and I forget people's names. The guy they traded for Deontay, assuming he'll be back, which he very well could be back. I thought he had a pretty decent year last year and he probably wouldn't cost a ton of money. You can't really – still, they love Corey Trice, but you can't really count on him right now because he just has such limits under his belt and such a long history. Injury history that how can you sit there and rely on him? He could be a diamond in a rough right now. So you're going to have to add, you know, once again, you got to add somebody in free agency, I do believe. But those guys, the top level guys, are just expensive as can be. And you're going to have to look in the draft as well. But I think Joey Porter was a guy that for this defense to be as well as they think it can be, I think he needs to make that jump like he thought he was going to make this year, where he was referring himself to Sauce Gardner in March or May last year. He turned out to be like, you know, a can of tomato sauce. Not really. He played pretty well. So not as well as he hoped to be. So I think he needs to be a big jump. You get a big jump there, then the other side is just, you know, you need to have an average player. But they need to add people there. They probably need to add somebody in the secondary. They need to add somebody on the defensive line. But, I mean, still, if you're asking me, the offensive side of the ball is much more important to me. I mean, wide receiver is much more important to me. Obviously, quarterback's much more important to me. And maybe a little depth on the offensive line as well. I mean, they got a lot of talent, but they got a lot of holes they need to fill here within the next couple of weeks.
Thank you, Dr. Cabali. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Wow, you actually got on time. How about that, Joe?
No, we're late, but we'll see you next week.
All right, Joe. Have fun.
See you, buddy.
Bye, Mark.
Wonderful man. Isn't he, Limits?
He is.
I like him a lot.
He always jumps off the video so quickly and he freezes. Did you see his face? Look, he freezes.
That's a great shot.
A great shot of him.
The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Let's get back to hockey and let's ask this question. You're rooting for Sid or the U.S.? Where is the poll at for you, Limits?
75% are voting for Team USA. And if you think that poll is lopsided, the quarterback poll, the results are coming in pretty fast. Man, that's a runaway winner.
Let's hear about that one next, because you put out a poll saying if you could have Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Mason Rudolph, or who?
Daniel Jones.
Or Daniel Jones, who would you want?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.